We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
It's hard for me to not feel like I'm in the Truman Show. When for like 4 days in a row, when I get off my exit, it's the exact same woman driving the exact same SUV with the exact same North Carolina license plates.
Oh, I have a guy.
Do you?
Yeah, he's my nemesis.
And you know, even if like you're off by like a minute or two, it's still, you match up?
Right about. License plate starts AGP.
Wow!
I'll never forget that douchebag because he drives a
slow
Lexus and he drives all the way right straight through here through this light. And he goes about 20 to 25.
Your nemesis!
Right, if I'm not ahead of him, right at the bottom of the hill, right at Bellevue Golf Course there. He's not listening. I wish he was. I want to slap the taste out of your mouth.
He has a real nemesis!
Because it's unreal,
dude. I get it, dude. I hate people that drive slow.
It's like,
funny.
I get it. If you want to go the speed limit, everybody's...
Yeah,
because that's
for
the speed
sure,
limit.
For sure.
But, dude, if my car says 19 miles per hour...
Dude, I hear you.
Like,
bro, if I could start some kind of campaign to let the world know that County Route 48 is 55 miles an hour, because it seems like nobody drives that speed. Either they're going 75 or they're going 45.
Right.
Nobody goes 55 on County Route 48.
Yeah.
And if you're in Fulton trying to get to 690, I know this is very specific, that stretch of road from Fulton to where it becomes 690 is mostly one lane. I can't pass anybody.
Nope.
And I'm always behind somebody going 42 and a 55.
Yep.
And I wish I had like a bullhorn to be like, it's 55 this whole road, go!
Right? No, it's unreal. And you try to like do what you can. I'm not gonna put my, you know, bumper to the dude's bumper or anything, but it's like, guy, you gotta realize, you know, because he don't care. He's just going to some rich douche job.
He's driving, up early going to rich douche jobs.
Driving his Lexus, coming from the rich Strathmore area.
Wait till he texts in, hey man, I'm a big fan.
I'll
speed it up. Speed it up!
Let's speed it up.
Speed it up, bud. No, it's the same woman. And I've been giving her, I was 10 minutes early today in there. She was waiting to turn off of West Street.
Oh, see, mine is very specific times.
Yeah.
We got to hit it dead on the...
We're pretty close. And then today, it's like, did you see this? Did you see this, dude? Did you see that bridge in Baltimore that collapsed, dude? A cargo ship hit it. That's a freaking bridge, dude. You got to go see this video. It happened like just recently.
And there were cars on it?
Dude, there's people missing. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. It's every nightmare you've ever had is right there. Every nightmare my mother's ever had right there. A cargo ship bumped into that bridge in Baltimore just a little bit ago, and the whole thing went down.
Oh, I almost threw up.
Dude, it's wild. That should be cover to cover...
Oh, I almost threw
footage
up.
Footage right now on TV.
Oh, it's, I literally almost threw up.
Wild, dude. Terrifying.
Whoa.
So we'll keep an eye on that. I'm complaining about my traffic thing, and there's tragedy in Baltimore.
Whoa.
But
well, I mean, we can't.
Obviously, I can't control everything, but...
Holy jeez.
Dude, holy cow. But anyways, I get off. It's been like four mornings. It was a couple last week, and then this morning, and then yesterday. It's only because it's got North Carolina license plate that I even noticed it. Going slow, and I go... Oh, it's that North Carolina SUV again.
Do you ever, and you're not going in the same direction, so you can't like pull up next to her or anything?
No, I pull up. She turns left onto whatever this is.
Yeah.
Whatever that ramp is with the mural.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
And then I come straight to here.
Gotcha.
But
so
we both
can't.
Get off West Street. We both turn. She gets to turn left. I pull up next to her. I always look at her because I'm just curious.
She'll hold the sign and be like, where are you coming from every day?
Where are you going?
It's
almost like she's driving a bus. She's in charge of going to pick up people because it's a big SUV. And I want to know her story. I'm just curious.
Call in, North Carolina lady.
Excuse me, North Carolina lady.
Don't call in, Lexus guy.
Hey, what's up? It's Lexus guy.
Slap your mouth.
Anyways, lots to get to this morning.
What a busy Tuesday. I'll give you your Tuesday top five right now because I've been teasing it for weeks. Top five Easter candy, obviously.
Oh.
Tuesday top five Easter candies.
Oh.
Make your decisions. Make your lists ready to go.
Oh.
8 o'clock. We got freaking snakes coming in, bro. Salt City Reptile Show coming in today. How are you? How late did you stay up watching games last night? I watched the women lose, unfortunately.
No, yeah, that one. There's no men's until
oh,
Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. So
watch the women's game. That was a bummer. Came down to the end there.
Yeah, that's just it's UConn is years ahead.
It's just UConn, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To keep it that tight's pretty impressive, and to get the tournament and make it as far as they did. So.
Yep.
And then, was that Daisha Fair's last game?
I don't know.
They were making a big deal about it.
I think she's been there for 4 years.
I think so.
If it's only been three, that's been a hell of a 3 year run.
But it was awesome. Those girls balled out, man. They balled out. So that was
It's one of those where it's just, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
They put up a hell of a fight.
So do they have the same problem in women's basketball that like men have with the transfer portal, or do women generally stick around?
Nah, they'll stick around.
Cool. All right, well, congratulations to the women's team. You guys outperformed the men's team this year. You guys did awesome, so wish it could have gone longer, but for what? They haven't been in the tournament in a while, right? Like, wasn't that the stat? They haven't been in the tournament in a while and they get that far?
Yeah, that was
pretty good.
It'd been a couple years, I think. Something
Coach
like that,
Jack but, doing well?
Yeah, they were good, man. That's good. Oh, well.
Well, now there's a term for the thing you bring up regularly, which is when it's nice outside, I got to go outside and do nice weather stuff.
Ugh, yeah. Wow.
They call it sunshine guilt. I don't have it because as long as my windows are open, like today, if it's going to be 60, 61, I'll have the windows cracked.
Well, that's the problem is that sometimes you, even when it's nice, you can't. It's still that too cold. You know what I mean? The cold air still comes in.
Yeah. Like, today could be a day that you could do a Beaver Lake walk. Today could be a day that you could go down to the park and do a walk.
Unless again, depending where you are with it being breezy, there's always that little...
It is that little Christmas.
There's always that little, like, oh, it's going to be in the 60s today?
Yeah.
But it's going to be a crisp breeze.
Yeah, and then you got to wear a sweatshirt. Well, it is a trending term right now when it is sunny and you just don't feel like going out in the early springtime now. It's called sunshine guilt. It's loosely related to terms like FOMO, bed rotting, and herkel-derkling. Remember herkel-derkling?
I've never heard that, and then all of a sudden, we've got it two times now in the last week.
Because it's TikTok. TikTok finds a fun
They've
word.
They herkel-derkled?
Yeah, herkel-derkle is just laying in bed all day watching TV.
Herkel-derkle is later when we get home.
I love herkel-derkling. Your sunshine guilt might cut even deeper if you check social media and see your friends out enjoying the nice weather. No, I don't care.
No, that doesn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
don't care what you're doing.
Depending on who and what, there's not many things like, okay, I can go do that too, usually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody that's in like Florida or something, which, you know.
Oh, you're on a pontoon boat. Fun. I can't do that. But
which also baffles me. The amount of people that go on vacations for no reason as adults.
What do you mean?
And not even as no reason.
They just pick up and go? Yeah,
they're just, yep, how many they're in Florida, or they're here, they're there, or they're but then they'll come back and just be the most miserable.
Yeah.
Like, no, you just bought yourself, like, you can't complain for like a year now. You just went to Florida in the middle of the summer.
We have coworkers here that I think they go on vacation once every 2 weeks.
Right? And there's just...
There'll be people out here, like, there'll be salespeople that'll just be gone.
And just on
like,
the beach all of a sudden.
Oh, they went to the Bahamas. What?
Yep.
No, I'm with you. Like, you'll be on Instagram and I'll be like, we're in Florida.
I'm like, how? Wow,
I don't even know what you do.
Right?
For work.
Like, that's impressive. I want to go to Florida again for the third time since December.
I don't even know what you do for a job. The woman
tables.
On TikTok. Oh, tabled. You should have been nicer to Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
A woman on TikTok is blowing up after she said she was having a perfectly okay day indoors until her sunshine guilt ruined everything. I don't have sunshine guilt because I'm living my life, you live your life. But on days like today and tomorrow...
No, it's not that I'm jealous of other people. It's the... it's so nice. I gotta be out doing something.
Yeah.
I gotta go do something. And then you don't. And you're like,
I think it's different. Like, people down in, like, Arizona probably don't have sunshine guilt because they have it all the time. Up here, we have such a finite amount of nice days.
Like, when it was nice, I don't know when that was, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, whatever the hell. And you didn't do anything?
Now look at you. Now look at you.
Okay.
Twitch says The Rock has been dropping some F-bombs. It's weird seeing him be heel. Was he on last night?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. That was a good crowd. There was some swearing, but they caught some of it, but he's in charge, so he will pay the fine.
So what is the angle right now? Is it still the head of the table angle? He's the family.
He's doing this cool, he's the, you know, final boss. That's
right.
The new nickname he's given himself.
Okay.
Where he kind of, it's neat. He'll come out to huge reactions, and he's the, you know, good guy for like 1 second, and then you see him flip a switch, and then he's a really good bad guy because he's one of the best in the business, and he's just a really, really good bad guy. He's always been one of the best at evolving his character, and he added a whole nother layer to his latest bad guy.
Has anything changed as we prepare for whatever match is happening at WrestleMania? Like, is it him and Roman Reigns
versus Cody and Seth on night one, and if they win, they get to do Bloodline Rules night two, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes.
That'll happen, obviously.
No, because if Cody and Seth win, then Bloodline can't do anything night two.
Okay.
So it's one of those where it's like, I could kind of see them, because that's how the first one went down, where there was, you know, interference and stuff. So this could be a way either for them to have a swerve happen night two, or to just...
So then what was he doing last night? Like, if this has already been established, what's he doing on Monday Night Raw?
It's so close to WrestleMania time, and this has been one of the biggest builds up. This has been a good WrestleMania season.
They're just trying to keep hyping it up, is what they're doing.
And it's the, I forget what number it was, like the fourth or fifth biggest crowd they've had in forever. It was Chicago sellout, and Chicago's like the best wrestling town.
So
they had CM Punk, they had Rollins, they had Cody Rhodes, they had The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
He's been showing up to mess with Cody Rhodes. Was Cody there last night?
Yeah. He started the show.
Work every single day of the year.
Yes. He does. Well, he actually talked about it. That was like in his promo last night, that he does all that and acts like the champion because the champion's not here. Because, you know, Roman isn't on everything, but Cody does do all of the things.
I mean, bro, he's going to be here on Sunday.
On Easter.
He's every house show we've ever had, Cody Rhodes is at.
Yep.
Every single night, it seems like he's on TV.
Yep.
Does he get a day off?
No, he likes
it. Hot times.
That's what I'm saying. He likes it. This is what he's been building up to, because before he was, you know, mid-carder, had to do weird gimmicks. When he left, he had to do, you know, he was Stardust.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So this is his way of...
I guess he's worked to get to this point.
Yeah.
And Make your money while you can.
And he likes it, so... But what the problem is, and that it'll be fun, because it's wrestling, eventually, when he does win, the crowd will turn on him.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling that he's going to get booed at WrestleMania. I have a weird feeling he's going to get booed.
So then what do you think is getting set up for Sunday's house show here in town? Like, you're going to see Cody, anybody else?
Honestly, I'm not really sure, because with The Rock being involved, I think they'll have some type of Cody and Seth and I doubt Roman, but you know what I mean? Maybe just some weird tag team match.
Because there's no way The Rock shows up at Syracuse.
No, not a chance. Not a chance. But
Cody will be there.
Cody will.
Seth will be there.
CM Punk is not going to be there.
Not
Roman,
show up,
I
right.
really doubt Roman Reigns unless he needs a tune-up.
This isn't tape for anything, is it? It's just a house show.
No, I mean, but they do weird stuff for things, so.
They're going to be practicing stuff for sure. You've always told me that.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I wouldn't be surprised to see several WrestleMania matches that you're going to see on Sunday or Saturday and Sunday, because they'll have a week now to get to it. If they do it Sunday, it'll be that Saturday. It'll be the first WrestleMania.
I like the footage that's coming out. Not to, you know, pull back kayfabe and all that, but like there's the footage of like after the matches lately, Cody is just like hanging out with people. He just loves the business.
It's unreal. He, after his matches, even at the house show, that's how Hambone got his stuff signed.
He's just there.
He'll just walk around the whatnot and just be like, I'll sign stuff for you.
And I guess it's not really pulling back kayfabe, because he's Cody Rhodes still. He's still in gimmick, because that's his gimmick.
Yep, I was going to say, it's just how he is.
Yeah, it's not like it's, you know, Mark Calloway suddenly signing autographs.
Yeah.
No. He's being himself.
Yep.
I think you'll have a good show Sunday night.
No, it's going to be good. It'll be really, really good.
You always tell me these Road to WrestleMania shows are hyped up, because...
The closer you get to Mania, the better.
They're practicing stuff. What was that one that you still show me footage of?
The WrestleMania 21, when they did the whole...
When you were here, who came out?
Oh, wait, you're talking about when the Shield came down next to me?
Yes, that one.
That actually just popped up in my feed again, because that was it was in like a March. Yep, when the Shield kind of first got going,
yeah,
they made their entrance right by me when they weren't even that big yet.
And you freaked out.
Oh, it was awesome.
And then they were at WrestleMania, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, they are the three biggest wrestlers in the world basically today. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. But no,
Sunday will be a great show.
Yeah, the WrestleMania 21 was when they basically did the entire WrestleMania 20 card here in Syracuse.
Wow.
And they basically verbatim did the main event of Chris Benoit versus Shawn Michaels versus Triple H for the title here.
And you saw that?
Yeah. And then that Sunday, they had that exact same match because a bunch of my buddies, we all went. So when we were watching Sunday, we were like, watch. Now they're going to do this move. And then they would. Oh, it was so cool. Yeah. So.
All right. You got a good show on Sunday then.
Definitely get guys sell some tickets.
Look at that sunrise, man. It's wild. Good morning. This is K-Rock.
You're wild.
Dude, the sky is beautiful. If you're up this morning, take a look at the sunrise.
And if you are hearing us, that means you are awake, unless it's later times, in which case it's just not morning, but you are also awake.
You are also awake.
Mind blown.
Unless you put us on to fall asleep, and then this is playing in your subconscious, in which case, wet your bed, wet your bed, wet your bed, wet your bed.
Boner, 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 lady boner, lady boner, lady boner, lady boner, lady boner, lady boner.
Gonna be a nice day today. Sunshine in the low 60s, like 60 degrees. Same tomorrow, sunshine, 61.
I mean...
And then it gets cold again. So check your pumps today. Beautiful sunrise this morning, but check them pumps because a lot of the snow is going to be melting.
Never mind.
Weather brought to you by Stewart Shop. Stewart's got you hot and ready foods.
That way you can get soup now when it's cold.
Yeah.
And then a nice berg later when it's warm. And
chicken sandwich.
Yep, and then soup again later tonight when it's raining cold.
Award-winning milk, year-round eggnog, free air.
Dude.
Award-winning milk.
Dude, free air.
So, I always love text line. You ever see a sunrise on weed, man?
Yes.
So, I like to check in on these, like, movie props that go up to auction. Because a lot of times I ask you, what the hell are you going to do with that? We always bring that up, right?
Like the conversation pieces, basically? Like, is that all anything it's ever going to be?
Harrison Ford's blaster or whatever it is, that could at least go in a case. And I would imagine you've got like a fancy business office that you could show that off in, you know?
No, I liken everything to Ed's office.
Yeah, like boss's office.
Like I don't ever want it because I don't know. I mean, I want it. I know how he got the stuff, but you know what I mean? I don't want to look like I'm kissing ass. Sir, how'd you get that third ball?
Yeah, no, you like that stuff.
Because some of that stuff's cool as hell, but like that.
Same with like Harrison Ford's Temple of Doom whip. Like if you're a rich boss, if you're like a boss with an office... That's a flex if you're like, oh, that.
I might, if I'm a boss, I might not have a whip in my office.
Great point, yeah. But the blaster, maybe.
But no, but I get what you're saying, though. Like, that would be a boss move that, you know, it's all in a frame, and you're like, yep, Indiana's whip.
I bring this up because now there is a new highest selling item, movie prop.
Oh.
Sold at auction yesterday.
It's got to be a Star Wars thing.
No,
oh.
It's not, and it's then so stupid.
Then I have no guesses.
Because I don't know what you would do with this.
A jacket from Greece.
Nope. I will say, extremely popular.
Okay.
It's become a meme.
How old?
It's within our lifetime.
Okay.
The movie came out while I was in high school.
I was going to say that way or that way. Okay, so that way.
Let's say it involves a ship that sinks.
Something with the Titanic?
Yeah.
What was the only thing is that stupid thing?
No, nope, not the heart of the ocean.
That's I don't know what else is on. I've never seen the movie.
The door that she floated away on
is
now the highest selling movie prop. This sold for $718,000 yesterday.
Oh, no.
What the hell do you do with a door from a movie?
That's not even a door anymore. It was a prop. Yeah. Wow. All right. I mean, it's cool.
I'm trying to think of anything else to say.
Nope, that's it. I got that. That's
because again, cool. If I walked into your office or your house and you've got the original sports almanac in a frame on the wall, I'm impressed by that. If I walk in, you're like, see that giant door? Okay.
It depends on how much you paid for it.
$718,750 is the answer to that.
No, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were like, hey, check it out. You know the door that Rose said there wasn't enough room for her and Jack?
Yeah.
I got it right there.
It
clearly is. It's big enough, right? That would be neat because it is a cool prop to have.
And then do you rent it out and you're like, you want to just like take photos on the door?
Well, next to it.
Next to it?
Next to it.
It doesn't say who bought it. Like, if this was bought by, like, a museum, all right, that's cool.
That's what I mean. It's not for the amount that this person got it for. No. I'd be like, cool, you paid that much money,
right.
$700,000 for a door?
As someone who has been to the Titanic Museum, and not once, but twice, I would love to see that.
Is the real door there?
No, I'm saying that they would have bought it and then put it up. That would have made sense.
But they don't need it because they have the real door.
Do they have any doors? No, they have like a deck chair that survived.
They don't have the roof. Then how do we even know that?
And they have a really creepy ghost video that really ruins me.
What?
There's a video that came out after we visited.
Okay.
Where, I'll have to find it. I don't have a laptop right now, otherwise I'd show you. In the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, I love Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. There's a room that you go to, and it's been decorated like an old, like, cabin from the Titanic, and it's legit. It's cool. And there was a video where these people were there, and the guy was just kind of panning through the room.
Okay.
And a woman with, like, black hair walks through the background, and it doesn't look right. But also, at the same token, I'm like, why the hell?
Why the hell would a
ghost be at the Pigeon Forge Titanic Museum?
No, mute,
please. Stop it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. I'll try to find it.
I'll show it to you.
But I don't know. Maybe you were at a place where there were ghosts.
Or it could be that theory that you and I have kind of been into where, like, we're crossing into another time frame.
And it just kind of went...
Zapped for a minute, and I just saw somebody from the Titanic real quick. You know? Anyways, let's...
I don't like that.
Let's put down your bowls.
I don't like that.
Second most valuable, highest selling item at Action was the Harrison Ford Indiana Jones whip from Temple of Doom, followed by Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling pin from Kingpin that sold for $350,000.
What?
This wasn't all over the weekend. This is just different movie props that are sold.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that movie had some gross moments.
Wayne Knight's shaving cream can that he just smuggled the dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
$250,000 $250,000 that sold for.
Man, rich people are crazy.
Rich people are just living. They're out there just being rich.
Isn't that nuts?
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining, $125,000.
Okay. See, they're cool, but again, that's just so much.
And previously, Kate Winslet's chiffon dress from the end of Titanic sold for $125,000.
Wow. And again, the Titanic Museum has the real one. So,
and I just don't know how you display a door. I'm trying to see what it looks like.
It's
James Cameron has verified that's the door he used in the movie, so it's like authenticated and stuff. Then I don't know what you do with it. What do I do with it?
No. Rian, tell him in Australia no.
Like,
tell
I don't care how rich you are. If you're a guy that just bought the door from the Titanic movie, your wife has to come home to that, and you got to go, hey, look what I spent almost $1 million on.
And it's just leaning against the wall because it's not even a real door.
Put it in the garage.
Yep.
But it cost. Put it in the garage.
I don't even want to know what it costs.
I don't want to know. Put it in the garage.
Would you spend? If you spent anything over $60 on that door, Josh, I swear to God.
Now, listen, I'm all about innocent till proven guilty. I think everybody deserves their chance in court. But when both of your homes are being raided by the feds at the exact same time, and then you flee the country, Diddy?
Oh, he did. Oh,
I don't know if that's a great look.
You don't want to do that, bud.
Don't know if that's a great look. They think he flew to Antigua, is what they're saying. I'll give you the whole rundown, because we have local ties, believe it or not, to this story.
To Antigua?
No, to this Diddy situation.
Oh.
His homes were raided 2 weeks after he was accused of sexual misconduct and alleged trafficking.
Oh, boy.
Some are saying his private jet took off
when?
From Miami yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And headed to the Caribbean island of Antigua. Cannot be verified, but this is coming from TMZ.
Who owns Antigua?
Antigua, the Beach Boys, do they own it? Do they still own it, or are they exclusively Kokomo? Do they only own Kokomo?
Our government owns 55%.
Our government does? Well, then he didn't even leave the country.
And 45% is privately owned.
So if you guys weren't following the news, I mean, it's been a while. It's like every day the news is something. Every day. There's never a day where the news is like, hey, guys.
No, sorry. But yeah.
Hey, guys, everything's cool.
Yeah. No, never.
There's never a day. Today we've got tragedy in Baltimore.
No.
Yesterday, the judge gives Trump this pass to, like, lower his bond.
Yeah, it's okay.
Diddy's fleeing the country as they're raiding his houses. I just got to watch footage of, like, puppies and flowers, I think.
But.
What?
If, God forbid.
What?
One of my brake lights goes out.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
God forbid. I'm going 40 in a 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I have any of those things, but, you know, just using examples.
Man. If I defrauded the state of New York for like $100, right? I'd be in jail, but it's all right. I digress. Back to the Diddy story.
Yes.
So yesterday his home was raided by Homeland Security.
It's not good that his thing is Diddy. He should have.
Too close. Yeah, like, look, you want me to call him Sean Combs?
No. You call whatever you want, but, you know.
Earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation. They raided his Los Angeles home and his Miami home. And then it's alleged that he went to the airport and flew to Antigua, which you found is not an American island. So, okay.
Oh, he looks like he's probably
not a great look, but I digress. Innocent until proven guilty, Diddy. Maybe you just, you already had a trip planned. I don't know. So what happened? Well, I guess it sounds a little Vince McMahon-y. I can give you a little bit of the backstory because there is a local tie. Remember when Cat Williams was on that podcast and he kept saying, quote, all lies will be exposed about when asked about Diddy? Kind of a legend. There's some stories.
Yeah.
Well, last year, you remember R&B singer Cassie? She dropped a bombshell lawsuit in a New York federal court against Sean Combs.
Okay.
Claiming they dated between 2005 and 2018. The lawsuit detailed several eyebrow-raising allegations, including years of alleged abuse. Sean, a week later, two more people came forward accused Sean Combs of sexual abuse.
Oh, boy.
One of them,
yikes, Diddy,
a Syracuse University student, Joy Dickerson, claims she was 19 attending Syracuse University when she agreed to travel down to Harlem and meet Diddy. After their date, allegedly Combs intentionally drugged her and brought her home and sexually assaulted her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
F.
Both lawsuits also claim that, because of the November 2023 Adult Survivors Act, meaning remember how last year, that's how the E. Jean Carroll thing happened, like a lot of adult survivors were allowed to press charges.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of this comes from.
Mm-hmm.
The filings detail acts of sexual assaults, beatings, and forced drugging allegedly committed in the early 90s by Sean Diddy Combs, then a talent director, party promoter, and rising figure in New York City's hip-hop community. That's when Joy Dickerson claims she was in Harlem. She was in Syracuse University, went down to Harlem after their date. That happened. Without her knowledge, Joy Dickerson claims Combs videotaped and assaulted her later and shared it with several friends in the music industry.
Oh.
The public exposure sent Dickerson into a tailspin, contributing to severe depression that landed her in the hospital and forced her to drop out of Syracuse University.
Damn.
Fast forward to now, February 2024, Combs faces another lawsuit filed by male music producer. The suit accused Combs of repeated instances of unsolicited groping and sexual touching. It also says the man had to work in a bathroom while Combs showered and walked around naked. Yeah, dude. It's just creeps. They're just creeps. Allegedly. A lawyer for Sean Diddy Combs claimed the events described in the lawsuit are pure fiction. Of course they are. We have overwhelming, indisputable proof that his claims are complete lies.
Can we see it?
Can we see that proof, please?
There's always that, and then I don't... How about, I know there's, you know, courts of law and all that stuff, but if I was like Diddy, I'd be like, no, F the courts.
Yeah.
Put out the information right now, this second, that shows I'm innocent.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not this like, well, we're going to go through the legal route. I'd be like, show them I'm innocent right now. Yeah.
No, I'm innocent. You know we have the proof. Show them the proof.
Yeah. If I didn't rape somebody.
Yeah.
I would want that proof to be out there
immediately.
Right fast.
Immediately.
But I mean.
So whether or not he is in Antigua right now or not, I don't know. Yeah. People say they're tracking his private jet, whether he's on it or not. Nobody knows. Nobody knows where Diddy is right now. But
I feel like you definitely can't hop on a plane.
I mean, I'm all about scumbags getting exposed. If you were assaulted in any way, yeah, expose these scumbags.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it. It's just like, all right, then prove yourself innocent, Diddy. Come on.
Yeah, it'd be nice if something happened and if it actually, you know, if it was true. Which
yeah.
I don't even know. You know what I mean? Because you feel like you hear this stuff and then nothing happens.
And I feel terrible for these people that had to go through this in the 90s and then relive it 30, 40 years later.
Yep.
315-364-109-KROCK text line. The suit, if both of your homes are being raided at the same time and your private jet takes off, I don't think that's a great look. I agree. But that's just my opinion, all right?
Especially if your kids are still in one of the houses.
Yeah, and they were in cuffs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, give us a heads up, bro.
Yo, Pop!
It's Tuesday, and we are going to jump into your Tuesday Top 5.
Now, right now, it has not been 8 minutes.
It's not been 8 minutes. I'm going to give you 3 minutes and 23 seconds.
It hasn't even been 5 minutes and you said 8 minutes! It hasn't been 5 minutes.
It's been 5 minutes since Ralphie came here.
Oh, you're a lying son of a bitch.
I told you 8 minutes exactly 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
So now if I add 3 minutes to that.
You don't even know math.
Now, Cody Mack, we dive into your Tuesday top five. Top five Easter candies. Now, I have said many times that Easter candy is my favorite time of the year for candy.
It is, yeah.
I have a lot that I like, but I'm realizing as I make my list, I don't have a wide variety that I like.
Nah, bro. Yeah.
Yep. I like a lot.
Yeah.
But I just like what I like, all right? So I will start with my honorable mention.
Sup, dog?
Easter candy, because I don't know if they're two different things. So my honorable mention is...
Everything's different as far as I'm concerned with the Easter candies.
It is, but I think these are year-round, too.
It doesn't matter. Even if they are, because you can get some things year-round. You can technically get Reese's year-round. They just mold them different.
So I like the... My honorable mention is the Nerds jelly bean kind of thing.
You can't get that year-round.
All right, so then my honorable mention,
Nerds jelly
beans.
You're talking about the thing we had in here for a while where they're the crunchy outside? Yeah. You can't get those year-round, bro. You can't get them year-round.
Those are my...
He's punching.
I don't even know why I'm honorable mentioning that. Yeah. That might be my number five. I'm going to put that my number five, and then I'll give you my honorable mention here in a second.
Okay, because I'll say, my honorable mention, and it's funny you added that one initially, is jelly beans.
Great.
I can't...
You can't decide.
I like a lot, because I will eat the regular jelly beans. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I might huck a yellow one out the window a time or two, you know? Mm-hmm. But I will eat really any. I like... The fancy variety but it encompasses too much. We've been here all day picking jelly bean flavors. All
I want to see your lists. Get them in, of course, text line, Twitch chat. Now, since I just bumped that, because you convinced me to make that my number five.
Let's see.
My number five now becomes my honorable mention. I might be the only person in the world who likes these. And if you watch me eat them, it would kill your OCD.
Uh-huh.
Little mini carton of eggs, but those are gumballs. The gumball eggs.
I've seen you. You just dump them all.
I just dump them all in my mouth, and I have a whole mouth of gum.
For about 30 seconds, and then it's the worst, and you're like...
Yeah. Arr. And then it's basically bathroom caulk after that.
Yeah. Yep.
It's inedible.
That can be a good... Yeah, that can be an honorable mention.
But, carton of gumball eggs, dude.
Dude, they're not... Yep. Mm. No, I feel you.
Mm. I love those.
Yeah.
All right, what's your number? Do you have any more honorable mentions?
Nope, that was
number five. Yep. Go ahead, Cody.
Number five, Brax egg. They make a maple one.
Yeah. A Brax maple egg?
Yep.
I don't even know what that is.
Yep. I'll have to see if I didn't look it up, Brax. I just knew what it was from seeing it.
That's impressive.
It's basically exactly what you think.
Okay.
Some of them have the maple cream. Some of them have a little... Yeah, but it's just like,
you
a
know,
delicious.
It's funny that you show me that.
But they got a good version down the street.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I was looking up Easter candies, and there's a place in Philadelphia that does like a Reese's egg, but with crunchy peanut butter.
It's like a
confectionery thing.
No, I bet that would be good because I've had when they did the cups, the Reese's peanut butter cups, crunchy. They did that, and it was good.
Yeah.
So I'm down for that.
My number four might shock you.
Okay.
That it's ranked so low. My number four is Cadbury Cream Egg, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, no, I understand because some people can't do it at all.
I like it. It's okay. I've had a couple.
Yeah.
This season already.
Yeah.
It's not anything I crave all year round.
Okay.
It's a once in a while thing. Whatever that inside part is.
Yep.
And the consistency is weird for me. Yeah.
Would you prefer the others then?
What are the others?
They make a variety.
The smaller ones or the caramel ones, you mean?
The caramel are banging. They make a chocolate one.
Yeah.
The chocolate one is unreal. There's an orange one that's not me.
Yeah.
That one's not my jam.
I've had that one.
What about like there's an Oreo. Did I say that already?
Mm-hmm.
That one is unreal. I was going to have that on my list, but I did not put the Oreo.
Cream egg in the fridge, specifically. Out of the fridge, I like that.
That's okay. Yep.
Give me your number four.
I like the mini Cadbury eggs. Those are, you know, poppable and banging. But the old school, just chocolate speckled eggs. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. They're not M&M's. Those also come in a carton?
They were usually a bag.
Were they Whoppers?
I remember. No, you can get malted ones, but just chocolate speckled eggs. Yep. Yep. Nothing fancy chocolate.
They were the kind of chocolate that if you left it, if you didn't eat it right away, it kind of started to turn white after a while.
Probably would,
You're like, oh boy.
Yep. It's probably the same ones that was the ones you unwrapped the tin foil.
Yeah.
But they put a hard shell on the outside of it.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yep.
All right. Tuesday top five. My number three is always controversial on this show.
I'm about to throw some controversy at everybody too. So
good. My number three is Peeps.
Ooh.
But I'm talking classic yellow little chick Peeps. I'll take a bunny.
Wow, look at this guy.
I'll take the flavored ones that they throw at you. Oh, the cotton candy Peeps. Oh. Yeah. They're all fine, but I like the classic yellow chick Peeps.
Yep.
Okay?
No, I get you. Yeah, you don't need the, like, I went to the dollar store yesterday, and they had 30 varieties of
Peeps.
Random,
is too much.
You don't need a Dr. Pepper Peep.
There's a Peeps cereal now. There's too much Peeps.
Oh,
relax.
No,
stay in your lane.
I don't want a Peeps cereal.
Stay
in your
lane.
Some marshmallow flavored things, but not, I don't need.
Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Tuesday top five
yes.
Easter candy. My number three is Peeps. Cody, go ahead.
My number three would be the Reese's Bunny.
Dude, clutch candy.
Reese's Bunny.
And it's still made, right?
Yep. Oh,
they went away for a little bit.
Yep. Yep. You're like, I'm just going to eat the ears real quick. And then all of a sudden, your stomach hurts.
Yeah. Because you didn't stop.
You ate
bro,
a lot.
Bro, we've been there, dog.
You ate a lot of that rabbit, bro.
We've been there, dog.
You ate a lot of that rabbit.
And it's like, you don't cut it up. You just take little pulls off it.
You start to
break it.
You break the ears.
Or you're
but then you're like, F it.
Yeah. It got to a point growing up that my bunny would be in the fridge, labeled with my name, obviously, and there'd just be slobber bites out of it.
Yep, just.
Yeah. Like I'm an animal who keeps going back to his dish. I'm just taking a bite off of the peanut butter bunny.
You're a puma in the wild that hid your, you hid your kill.
It's in my fridge.
Now you're going to come back for
when
it.
When I'm hungry, I'll go back for it.
Yep. Yep.
My number two has already been mentioned. Jelly beans. And I'm saying classic,
regular,
standard jelly beans.
Yep.
I know that white one tastes weird. Yep. I like it. Black jelly bean, I like it.
I don't mind a black jelly bean every once in a while. I used to be way more into all the black licorice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That weird report where that guy died really
messed you up.
Really wrecked me.
Sidebar conversation. Yep. What's the worst jelly bean flavor? I'll tell you mine. Wintergreen. The wintergreen one. Why am I eating toothpaste?
Dude,
what is this?
I was just going to say the green one, but a very specific,
that green, winter green flavor.
Just be lime and shut the hell up, you son of a bitch.
I'll give you a sour apple, but who asked for a winter green?
I would tickle the genitals of someone if it was just a sour apple, but it's a mint.
What was wrong with all you old-timey candy eaters?
Right? What the hell was...
Is it because you were smoking cigarettes much back in the day?
Right, did the war really messed up the old generation?
Yeah.
Where they're like, no, this mint candy is real good. See?
I think they're just breathing like leaded fuel fumes and like they're working in coal mines.
Anything tastes better than...
Chain smoking Pall Malls.
Right? Yep.
It would explain why my grandmother likes such bold candies, because she smoked her taste buds away.
Black licorice things.
And I like a black licorice, but the wintergreen, get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-mm. You're number two, Cody.
My number two is, and it was passed up. It would have been the Reese's flat egg.
Wow.
It is now the Reese's egg that is very similar
to a Cadbury?
To a Cadbury egg in the tinfoil.
That is one I have never had, I don't think.
Yep.
Is that seasonal?
Oh, yeah.
It would be,
anything
right?
With the egg is, yeah.
It's seasonal. Because,
again, it's just they put peanut butter in all the things, and it's all the same. It's just the mold. Mm-hmm. But that one right there, it mm-hmm. passed up the flat bottom egg, if you will.
Flat bottom eggs, they make the rockin' world go round, bud.
I mean, I love it, though. I love it.
Text line. The no wintergreen jelly beans are my favorite. Well you're under arrest.
More for you. More for you.
That's new. It did not make my list because I've never had it, but I will go buy one. Text line saying the Twix egg is my new favorite, and it's incredible.
I have seen that. I think I've had it. You got to be around for a little bit longer for me to make
a list
here.
Same with the Snickers egg. Have you had that one?
That one is... Oh, I...
That's a great one. That's a great one.
I feel like that should have been on here. I mean...
But my number one is your number two. Mine is the flat bottom Reese's egg. Number one Reese's, yeah. Out of the fridge. Flat bottom eggs, you make the rock and roll go around.
You get them in the fridge, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's your number one?
Not even slightly, a little less than slightly melted Cadbury egg.
Take me back to there. A little less, so you want it, not, obviously, the fridge is the opposite of what you want.
Yeah, I like it in the fridge, but just say it's like a little more than room temp.
But not like...
I don't want it melted.
Okay.
And I don't want it warm. I just want it kind of like...
Huh.
On a room temp. You know what I'm saying?
Like a chicken's been sitting on it for like an hour?
I wouldn't mind that. Right?
Could you explain to me why that appeals to you?
Just it kind of melts the chocolate a little bit once you take that first bite. Because that's when it's the best, when it's a little melty.
And it's a little, like, that chocolate's a little creamier?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, Space Babe gets it.
Because it's been in his pocket. That's a good point.
Exactly.
He's been walking around with that in his pocket this whole time.
Yep, I wish it's almost that season. Again, I still have candy canes in my bag now, so we'll get to the Cadbury egg stage.
All right, well, there's our top five. What are yours? I want to see, read me some of the texts and Twitch that are coming in.
Let's see.
Tuesday top five.
Dude, everyone's all about the Reese's stuff, man.
Yeah, they've really staked their claim, and I respect their hustle trying to get the Reese's Christmas trees and trying to work the Halloween angle, but their bread and butter is right now.
I agree.
Those eggs are cleaning up.
I agree. Yep. The little Lind bunnies.
Do I like those?
What's in those? It depends. Some are none, but you know, some are just a little tinfoil wrapped where they're hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I didn't even think of that. That little store that was in Shopping Town, that little candy store that was next to the food court.
Yep.
What was that?
Lind, I think it was Lind.
Where they had little like peanut butter poppers and little peanut butter bunnies. And you remember that?
Yes. Or was it Gertrude Hawk?
That's what it was. Gertrude Hawk. Dude, they had. Oh, I forgot all about that.
I don't
that
know what
stuff,
it was.
Man.
But it was in my. It's been in my Easter basket my entire life.
Yeah.
It's a piece of plastic shaped like a carrot, but full of jelly beans, like orange jelly beans the carrot.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely get that. That's
I like
places.
That, but I don't know what it is.
Smidgens!
What are smidgens?
That's what smidgens are. Those little peanut butter things.
Oh, God. You guys love smidgens. Oh, my God.
This whole list. No.
Smidgens? Is that a Gertrude Hawk thing?
Yeah.
All right, let me look it up. Hold on.
1 through 5. Smidgens.
Wow. Smidgens from Gertrude Hawk. Oh, my God. Delightful and delicious.
I forgot about
Bunny
them.
Smidgens are here just in time for Easter.
I love smidgens.
They have peanut butter, coffee caramel.
Oh, God, yeah.
Chocolate caramel, milk chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Raspberry!
Yep. Smidgens.
Dark chocolate peanut butter.
Dude, I'm going to Shopping Town.
Crispy smidgens.
Let's get out of here. Shopping Town.
Lava cake smidgens. Dark chocolate, dude.
They've added a lot.
But I'm talking about them raspberry-filled smidgens. Son. Oh, man. All right, well, I guess we got to get to the mall, bud.
That's it. We're on our way.
Keep your conversation going. What are your favorite Easter candies? Tuesday Top 5, Top five Easter candies. Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad studies.
There's no late night food anymore. It's all gone. I don't know what happened, but no food after 11. You don't believe me? I'll take you through it, okay? I'm in Milwaukee, which is a great town. Milwaukee, great town, no late night food. Which kind of explains Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, hey, this guy was a monster, all right? I am not condoning anything he did. But you get hungry. Am I right? I mean, come on. All I'm saying is pack a snack, all right? Now, I do trail mix. Anybody? I always travel with a bag of trail mix. The most unsatisfying snack. Am I right? I mean, honestly, let's call it what it really is. Are you ready? Not enough M&Ms. I mean, that's what trail mix is. Every handful is just another handful of disappointment. Am I right? It's kind of like the hug of a stepdad. I mean, it just doesn't. Yeah. I knew he had a couple of broken toys in the room.
David Tell's new specials today on Netflix. Hot that, cross buns.
Is that new?
That's from his new special.
Oh, drops today. I'd never heard that.
He has not dropped a new special in a very long time ever.
Wow.
I believe he's one of the greatest stand-ups to ever do it, and I think a lot of people would agree with that.
He
so.
Sounded not David Tell-ish.
No.
You know what I mean?
So check him out.
Is he healthy now or something?
No, God, no. I mean, he's sober. He was on Rogan this week.
Okay, yes.
That he doesn't drink or do drugs, but he still chain smokes.
No, I mean, well, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Count that as healthy or whatever, but he's one of the best, man.
Healthier considering.
Sure. Know.
But yeah, no, we were saying before that Insomniac show, man, I forgot all about that. Someone
one of the best
mentioned it like a week ago, and it's like, whoa.
Just out there all night long doing, I mean, that was an early 2000s show, I guess, right?
I don't even I'm trying to think of when, yeah, it'd have to be, yeah, like 2000,
yeah.
2001.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it in college, really. I remember it more of like a high school thing.
It was wild, man.
Yeah.
It was a great show. So his new special, I know a lot of David Tell fans are out there, drops today on Netflix.
He's done stuff around here.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. He'll pop up and do shows. I don't know if he does like Funny Bones or maybe theaters or whatever, but
yeah,
that's usually what he is.
Hmm.
Trader Joe's has upped the price of their bananas. By 4 cents.
Son of a...
19 cents to 23 cents each.
What the...
Thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe Biden. Hey! Keep voting Dems. That's what you're going to get.
4 cents a banana.
Hey!
Biden's America.
Thanks. This Biden's America.
There you go.
Trader Joe's has upped the price of a single banana for the first time in 2 decades.
I get them slashed. Slashed right in half.
I've got the cheapest bananas.
Whatever you think bananas cost.
I don't know. Three years ago, I think bananas were a lot more affordable.
About 10 cents.
They say it's due to rising costs, but they're guessing most people won't care. I don't care. Because, yeah, per banana is 4 cents, but you add that up, I'm buying 10, 20 bananas at a time.
Honestly, I don't really care. I steal them from my mom's house.
I don't care. I just sneak into Continental Breakfast and take bananas. So
that's a good idea. Because how are they going to know?
How are they going to know? I mean, don't do that to protect my ass. Don't do that.
No.
But how are they going to know?
What are they going to call the police because you made a Texas-shaped waffle for free?
Excuse me, sir. Are you staying here?
No.
Easy remedy to that is just leave a rolly like piece of luggage in your car.
It's just always...
Because Morning. Not only that...
Breakfast this way?
Yeah. What are you doing? Hi, good morning. This way?
Breakfast this way?
Hi, good morning. Morning. Hi.
Morning.
Dude, that's the hack. Just pretend that you're just like cheerful.
Yeah.
And then you can then use that luggage as a place to store bananas, apples, cereals.
You just rifle away muffins.
What? Well, no. Hi, good morning. Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, don't do that. Obviously, whatever legal thing I need to say. But definitely freaking do that. But that sounds like so much freaking fun.
That's a good idea. Because really, you're not. What
good
are
morning.
Because what are you stealing? Because as you guys have learned on here from years ago, that breakfast is not even a real breakfast.
No, Continental Breakfast is not real breakfast.
That's
it's not even a breakfast.
So.
Oh, my God. Now I just picture you going into. How long has that guy been staying with us? He's always got his luggage.
Just the person's on the front desk is like, looks up.
Hi, good morning. Good
morning.
Hi.
Look, I've been here all night. We're here, and you were here before me. Did that guy ever check in?
And like, to keep the fantasy going.
What room is it?
Could I just go up to the desk with my rollie and be like, I'm all out of towels. Can I get another towel? And they just hand me a towel, so now I've got free towels and free waffles?
I didn't ask, but it says when you leave put your towels on the floor if you want new ones. I forgot. Could I? And you're just gambling and hoping that's one of those hotels that does that?
Yeah.
You want new towels, chuck them on the floor. Because that's,
I need two more towels.
That's my favorite.
Can we get another robe for our room? Sure. What room are you in? 713. What is it?
120.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to head out for breakfast.
Devilish genius idea. The national average, in case you care, for about three or four bananas is 63 cents a pound. So now it'll run you 69 cents at Trader Joe's.
Nice.
Nothing like good 69 with a banana. Why is this the thing now?
They're just letting you know. Sorry, we changed the prices of bananas.
Okay, thanks. If every store did that for all their products, we'd be screwed.
What do you mean?
Just if like every place, imagine if every grocery store, everything was like, for every product that was going up a little bit, was like, hey, that's our bad. We're sorry. It's every update ever.
Who's the guy filling his luggage with Fruit Loops? Is he staying here?
Just pouring it right into the thing.
Huh?
Not even into a bag or anything. Just straight into the compartment of the rolly bag.
What?
Trader Joe's has upped the price of their bananas by 4 cents.
Son of a...
19 cents to 23 cents each.
What the...
Thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe Biden. Hey! Keep voting Dems. That's what you're going to get.
4 cents a banana. Biden's America.
Thanks. This Biden's America.
There you go.
Trader Joe's has upped the price of a single banana for the first time in 2 decades.
I get them slashed. Slashed right in half.
I've got the cheapest bananas.
Whatever you think bananas cost.
I don't know. I think bananas were a lot more affordable.
10 cents.
They say it's due to rising costs, but they're guessing most people won't care. I don't care. Because, per banana is 4 cents, but you add that up, I'm buying 10, 20 bananas at a time.
Honestly, I don't really care. I steal them from my mom's house.
I don't care. I just sneak into Continental Breakfast and take bananas. So
that's a good idea. Because how are they gonna know?
How are they gonna know? I mean, don't do that to protect my ass. No, don't do that. No, how are they gonna know?
What are they gonna call the police? Because you made a Texas shaped waffle for free?
Excuse me, sir. Are you staying here?
No.
Easy remedy to that is just leave a rolly like piece of luggage in your car.
It's just always.
Because not only that.
Breakfast this way?
Yeah. What are you doing? Hi, good morning. This way?
Breakfast this way?
Hi, good morning. Morning. Hi. Morning. Dude, that's the hack. Just pretend that you're just like cheerful. Yeah. And then you can then use that luggage as a place to store bananas, apples, cereals.
And then you just rifle away muffins.
What? Well, no. Hi, good morning. Hi. Morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, don't do that. Obviously, whatever legal thing I need to say. But definitely freaking do that. But that sounds like so much freaking fun.
That's not a good idea. Because really, you're not.
Good morning. Because
what are you stealing? Because as you guys have learned on here from years ago, that breakfast is not even a real breakfast.
No, Continental Breakfast is not real breakfast. That's it's not even a breakfast.
So.
Oh my God. Now I just picture you going into. How long has that guy been staying with us? He's always got his luggage.
Just the person's on the front desk is like, looks up.
Hi, good
morning.
Hi.
I've been here all night. We're here, and you were here before me. Did that guy ever check in?
To keep the fantasy going.
What room is it?
Could I just go up to the desk with my rolly and be like, I'm all out of towels. Can I get another towel? And they just hand me a towel, so now I've got free towels and free waffles?
I didn't ask, but it says when you leave the... put your towels on the floor if you want new ones. I forgot. Could I? And you're just gambling and hoping that's one of those hotels that does that.
Yeah.
You want new towels? Chuck them on the floor. Because that's
gonna need two more towels.
That's my favorite.
Can we get another robe for our room? Sure. What room are you in? 713. What is it?
120.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Good morning.
Okay, I'm gonna head out for breakfast.
Devilish genius idea. The national average, in case you care, for about three or four bananas is 63 cents a pound. So now it'll run you 69 cents at Trader Joe's.
Nice.
Nothing like good 69 with a banana.
Why is this the thing now?
They're just letting you know. Sorry, we changed the prices of bananas.
Okay, thanks. If every store did that for all their products, we'd be screwed.
What do you mean?
Just if like said, every place, imagine if every
hey
grocery store, everything mm-hmm. was like, for every product that was going up a little bit, was like, mm-hmm. hey, that's our mm-hmm. bad. We're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's every update ever.
Who's the guy filling his luggage with Fruit Loops? Is he staying here?
Just pouring it right into the thing.
Huh?
Not even into a bag or anything. Just straight into the compartment of the rolly bag.
What?
Oh, you are missing a whole separate show in Twitch right now. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Holy cow. There's a snake in here. Hi, Jody.
Hi. How are you?
So Jody's here on behalf of the Salt City Reptile Expo. And yes, she brought a snake.
Yeah, she did.
Who is the... Here, get nice and close to this microphone.
Okay. This is Pennywise. This is one of our... This is our first ball python that my husband and I ever purchased.
Wow.
It's about 3 years
old. It's so strange that snakes create such a reaction with people. Like, I don't love snakes. I wouldn't want to find the snake in the wild. But I'm not bothered by it being in here.
No.
Yeah. Like, we have viewers that are leaving Twitch because there's a snake on a screen.
Stop.
What is the... Oh, why no. do people... Why are they so afraid of snakes?
I want you guys to lose viewers.
No.
Not a snake.
Listen, we've done it ourselves plenty of times. So, Jody, why do people react that way to snakes? Tell people what it's really like to hold a snake. It's not slimy. It's not gross.
No, not at all. He's actually really soft.
Yes.
I mean, Cody was just holding it. Very soft, almost like velvety.
Yeah.
I mean, scaly, obviously. But, I mean, you really don't feel the scales. This one, I've worked really hard. So, when my husband first got this snake, I was afraid of snakes.
Yeah?
And it took a lot of sitting by his tank, getting to know him, getting to know each other. And I've worked a lot with Pennywise. So he's yeah. super friendly.
How old is Pennywise?
He's about 3, 3.5.
How big will he get?
This is it.
This is it?
Yeah. I mean, he might get fatter. He's kind of on a hunger strike right now because it's breeding season.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mountain. So how often does it need to eat?
So we feed our snakes once a week.
And it's like a rat or a mouse or something?
Yeah, rat.
Yes.
We do live or frozen, depending what they'll take.
Oh, because sometimes they like to hunt a little bit?
Yeah. Some of them won't react to the frozen. So
this is a ball python, you said?
Ball python, yes.
And you have pythons that get up to like 5 feet?
Yeah, our females do. So this is a male. Males are smaller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's females, the biggest?
So our largest is 5.5 feet.
It's taller than you, bud.
Yeah, it is.
She's about 5 pounds.
It is.
Yeah.
How do you transport that?
We don't really transport her.
Oh, she stays, yeah.
Yeah, she stays
She's
put.
Not a fan?
We don't transport them a lot. It can stress them out. I just grabbed one of the friendlier ones that's a little cooler about being transported. He's like, he's so cute. Oh, yeah, I just bought that at a show in Scranton.
What did it say?
There's like a lot of snakes in
there's
here.
There's like a lot of snakes in here. It's on her bag, on her snake bag. All right, I know it's very visual, so twitch.tv/KRockCNY if you want to see Jody with a snake. But let's talk about the expo. So the expo is happening this weekend?
Next weekend.
Next
April
weekend.
6th,
okay.
At the On Center Convention Center. Starts at 10, ends at 4. We've got about 55 vendors, 93 tables. It's our first show. It's going to be a great show, we really think. We got a lot of room to grow at the On Center, so mm-hmm. we think this will be a nice ongoing twice-a-year thing.
And I was looking at your Facebook last night. You were just at, like, a Pennsylvania one, right? Like, you've kind of traveled around?
Yeah, so my husband and I breed the ball pythons and sell them. So we're vendors as well.
So what does a vendor mean? Like, there'll be people with pets on display there that you can buy. Whoa.
Yeah. That's cool. So you can buy pets there. We have other vendors that have supplies, that have feeders, that mm-hmm. have food, that have art.
Like, what kind of animals are going to be there?
Yeah,
so,
what else
yeah,
is there?
All sorts of, we got all sorts of snakes. We got ball pythons. We got corn snakes. We got some
anything
have boas.
Dangerous or anything like
no, we like, can't have venomous in New York. No? That's why we went to see the show in Pennsylvania.
That's Kathy Hochul!
Real nice. Joe Biden's
that's
America.
Joe Biden trying to have venomous snakes.
But they could in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Oh!
So we saw
what did you
all
see?
Sort,
what was there?
Like bush vipers, gaboon vipers. Yeah.
Were any of them like...
some of the rattlesnakes were going. Yeah, they were really going.
Were they being milked so for cool. the anti-venom? That's something I know about snakes. They can be milked, right?
They were all tied up real tight.
Yeah. So we've got snakes. Secure. Do we have like turtles and lizards and stuff?
Yeah, we might have some turtles. Okay. We definitely have a lot of lizards. We have tarantulas, spiders, jumping spiders.
What's a jumping spider?
A jumping spider
it's on you right now.
Exactly what it's
yeah,
on you
it's
right
exactly
now.
What it
as long
is.
As it's not a tick.
Yeah.
But really, is it? Does it? Are they big like tarantulas?
No, they're little. They're little. I don't know how That's to. Where's awesome. The camera?
Right here.
So, jumping spiders, and that's probably even big for a jumping spider.
So, say someone's listening right now. We're talking to Jody. She's got the Salt City. I have the thing in front of me here. SaltCityReptileExpo.com for more information or on Facebook. It is happening next weekend, April 6th at the Yonge Center Convention Center, 10 to 4. Say somebody shows up. They want to bring home a ball python like Pennywise here. What's the care like? Like, what size tank? What kind of feeding schedule?
Yeah, so babies.
Cleaning.
Yeah, babies usually get fed about every 5 days.
Okay.
Typically about once a week, we feed them a mouse or a rat. And, you know, the cleaning schedule, you know, you spot clean every week. Mm-hmm. You probably change the substrate once a month, every 2 months.
How big of an enclosure does it need?
It really depends. So we have a rack system because we're breeders.
Sure.
So we keep them in a 42-quart. Okay. In a rack.
Gotcha.
But I mean, if you want as, you know, a pet, you might want to get like up to a 4-foot enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really all depends on how you want to treat it.
I have a ball python. It's got a 4-foot enclosure, but it can just chill with me on the couch, right? Like this is just chilling with you?
For a little bit. I mean, you don't want to keep them out too long.
They get chilly.
Yeah, they get cold.
Oh.
So you want to make sure you have a good heating source. You want to make sure any heating source is on a thermostat.
Okay.
So they don't get burnt or too cold, you know, because sometimes heating sources can go on the fritz and you want to make sure that's on a thermostat.
Yeah.
Usually underbelly heating is best for snakes.
Same. Same for me, too. If I get underbelly heating, I like that.
Same for me.
Yeah, so if you have a lizard, usually you'll have, like, heat lamps and such, but underbelly heating is best for snakes.
Well, this is so exciting. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Again, it's SaltCityReptileExpo.com, or you look them up on Facebook. Snakes, lizards, spiders, exotic mammals, frogs, axolotls?
Yeah.
Oh, I have an axolotl.
Yeah, we have, like, 3 axolotl vendors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Axolotls, by the way.
You should go get some cool stuff for
it. Well, I tell people this all the time, and I don't want to, like, you know, give out misinformation. One of the easiest pets I've ever owned has been an axolotl.
Yeah.
I set up, like, a turtle filter so it sucks its poop off the bottom. I feed it an earthworm, like, once or, like, one a day or one every couple of days.
Yeah.
I give it a water change. Homeboy just hangs. He's just in cold water. I don't got to heat the water. I love axolotls. Those are fun. Supplies, art, plants, breeders, feeders, so much more. This is Pennywise, the adult ball python. And I believe you have an announcement to make.
So we have a couple of announcements.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys are going to help me be doing a giveaway for 2 family 4-packs plus parking.
Oh, wow. All right.
So we'll have 2 different opportunities to win a family 4-pack to come to the show on Saturday.
Love
and
it.
And also on our Facebook, once we're very close to 800 followers. Once we reach 800, if we can do it by next week, we're going to be giving away $100 in show dollars.
We can do that right now. If you're listening right now, go and follow. Salt City Reptile Expo on Facebook?
Yes.
I'll find that and put it in our
Salt
chat
City
right
Reptile
now.
Expo on Facebook. We'll put the link in our Twitch chat right now. Get them over 800 right now. And then what does the bucks get us for the show?
So you can spend them at a vendor. I think I'm going to split it up into $250 so you can spend it at 2 different vendors if you'd like.
Wow.
And then, you know, the vendor will get reimbursed from us. But it'll just be free money to spend at the show.
That's so fun.
Get
again,
yourself a new little pet.
City Reptile Expo. Do you want me to give away a 4-pack right now?
Sure.
Save another one for the next time we do it. All right.
Yeah.
Caller 10 right now. You're going to get a family 4-pack of tickets and a parking pass to the Salt City Reptile Expo next Saturday, April 6th. That is a great value. 424-ROCK, 315-424-7625. Jody, great to meet you.
Great to meet you as well.
Adorable snake. And for those of you who are afraid of snakes, you can come back into our Twitch now because Pennywise has to go. What would you do with a Komodo dragon?
Nothing. You can't get real near. I want to throw it meat. It'll kill you. One at the zoo is bigger than me.
There's no petting zoos where you can just toss meat at them?
I don't know. I bet in places there's...
Like Florida?
I'm sure there's places, but Komodo dragons aren't really...
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? They're scarce.
Oh, they're endangered?
No, I don't think they're endangered, but they're, mm-hmm. I don't know of anybody else that has a Komodo dragon. You know, other than no. the zoo.
They are. They're little dinosaurs that run
Dude,
around.
That's my favorite thing at the zoo. I've never, it's a dinosaur.
Yeah, they're not cute and cuddly and stuff, but.
No.
Damn it, if they aren't awesome.
I just want to watch them.
Yeah.
They're like alligators that were like, screw this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Whatever happened with the guy in Buffalo who had his gator taken away? Did he get that back?
Oh, I hope so.
Did you see that whole, he had a whole like building
fine.
For him. It
yeah.
was fine.
It was absolutely fine, but I get it, but they're going to just, what are you going to do, kill it?
I know, like, the guy's clearly giving it a good life. Yeah. Let him have it.
But if you can't, they're, you know.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
73% of millennial parents think they're doing a better job than their own parents did. I mean, isn't that the goal?
Wait, say that again?
Basically, our generation thinks we're doing better parenting than our parents did.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Isn't that the goal? We have more information now. We have more.
That's supposed to be the thing.
Every generation's supposed to get better.
The same way that, like, if my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparent saw what's going on now, he'd be like, oh, yeah, we sucked.
Yeah. I expect my kids to be better parents than me if they decide to have kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point.
I hope that whatever kids I have out there someday grow up to be, you know,
glad you bring
parents.
That up. Come on in, guys. Come
on. Guys?
Oh,
multiple.
Yeah. Jeffy, Boomer, come on in. Come on in, guys.
Son of a bitch. I knew it.
3 in 4 millennial parents think they are currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did. Listen, I think my parents did a great job. I love my parents. I had a great childhood.
Yeah, my mom did great.
But they did the best they could with the knowledge they had.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Look at us.
Look at this.
You're telling me our parents didn't nail it? Because
I'm sorry.
You're looking at a couple well-adjusted, genius fellas. Hmm? Okay. No, I think they did great.
How good at our jobs?
But it was a different time. 80s, different time. 70s, different time.
Yeah.
They say parents now are a lot more open about mental health.
Well.
As opposed to parents back in the day would just say, suck it up. Yeah, I think our parents were.
They might be, but I mean.
I don't think all of you were as lucky as we were to have the openness that our parents had.
But it is getting a lot better, yes.
It is getting better, and that's the goal. So every generation does better than the person before them. My mother nailed it, and she was doing it solo for a while. Not like that. 80% of millennial parents also claim they try to prioritize their kids over work. I do. My kids want nothing to do with me. We are available.
He's around if you want to.
They want to stop in.
They need a ride, yes.
Yes, if they need a ride or money, I'm here. But
then you're right there.
We begged them to come see Ghostbusters with us, and they both rejected us. We even said, guys, how about we go do 4DX and you can bring a friend?
No.
Is it mid? The movie's mid to them?
Our daughter is very sweet, so our daughter will say, no, thank you.
Mm.
And our son will go,
No, bruh.
Our daughter's really sweet about it. No, thank you. I'm not interested in that.
No, thanks.
Son is like,
no,
dude.
No, thanks, old people.
You suck. I don't like this. Movies suck.
Movies mid.
Ghostbusters are lame. They're gay. Wicked gay.
A third of millennial parents say they have to deal with their own parents questioning their new age methods a lot. Nah, mine are pretty good.
Yeah, you're fine. Who cares?
Our parents are doing a good job. Yeah. My in-laws are doing a great job.
Right, it doesn't matter.
I'm very lucky. I know that. I understand that. Not everybody was. But I'm just saying, the point is to be better than the previous generation. That's the goal.
Because we weren't even troublemakers. I can't even imagine how hard it's got to be with, like, dude, actual bad kids.
Because, absolutely.
Because we weren't bad kids. We were, all of our report cards just said the same thing. We talked too much when we like to fool around.
We are
around.
Distraction in class.
Yes, but none of us were destructive.
Yeah, it wasn't like smoking in a bathroom or anything.
No, we weren't like hitting teacher. You know what I mean? Like the stuff you see where you're like, the hell's the matter with
you?
But you know what I mean? Those kids, we were like, that parent. They just don't stand a chance.
Literally found the only job where your requirements is to talk a lot and be obnoxious.
Yep.
The two things we excelled at in grade school, we've turned into lucrative careers somehow.
Like if they're like, oh, you got to get the most said phrase about you tatted on you, it would be pleasure to have in class, but talks frequently.
Yeah.
Pleasure to have in class, but talks frequently.
My autobiography would be distraction to himself and others. Every 5-week report, distraction to himself and others.
A little bit.
does not apply himself.
Oh, see, I don't that one I don't think I had. Those ones are all right, because we applied ourselves, but often
disruptive to others. Your mother's... Yeah, listen.
Huh.
What am I gonna tell you?
What am I do?
What am I tell you?
I don't know what I can do about it.
That's the problem. With, like, thankfully, knock on wood, our son is just brilliant and excels in school.
Yeah.
Daughter needs more of a homeschool program. Fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I have no leg to stand on if my son ever gets in trouble in school, because what am I going to say?
No, that's, yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
Yep. Just don't.
But you shouldn't, though.
Especially because you can't even lie about it, because everything is documented here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, really? Well, let me just...
Yep.
I found this on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't help but notice that your dad did this.
Look at this.
He was shooting his buddy with a toothpick crossbow yesterday.
Is that his friend's bloody back from a Nerf dart?
Yeah. If anything, my son's embarrassed to be my son. You know?
It is those couple years.
He has to apologize for me.
It is those couple years. Oh, I don't even... Because a couple... I'm sure kids will be like, "Here's your dad on the radio."
Oh, he gets it all the time, and he hates it. I feel so... I'm sorry. I'm like, buddy, I'm sorry. I never say your name.
It'll be cooler in like 2 years.
Obviously, the last name is hard to avoid, especially when it's printed on his jersey, and people are like, "That's your son?"
Yes, and when that's him. You're... it's not me. What I was going to say. Your big fat head is right out there in the crowd.
I know.
Good effort, buddy!
Dude, I'm so annoying.
The big six-foot guy in the bleachers.
Let's go!
Dude,
all the tats.
But celebrating my fellow Phoenix parents is we're all loud and loving like
all
that.
Right,
yeah,
all right,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's obnoxious. It's obnoxious how much we love our kids in that crowd.
Oh, it's funny.
Hey,
though.
Good effort, buddy. You do good, bud.
Still going to McDonald's after.
And he did. He got some McDonald's after.
I mean, they get better. It's the most important part.
It is.
It's the only reason to play sports.
What are we doing this for?
Cheeseburgers.
If I don't got a 20-piece waiting for me, what are we doing
Why are we even here?
Before we get into your 90s at 9, and our gaming stream, going to double it up today because our hockey games only take about 30 minutes. So we like to throw a little wrestling at the end of it. So yesterday we played WWE 2K24.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. I don't know the buttons great yet, but I'm getting there. I'm figuring them out.
Yeah, it's not too hard once you learn them.
So we will jump into our gaming stream here in a few minutes. But first... I don't know if you know this, but with Apple devices, there's an option called Find My. I don't know if Samsung has that. I don't know if your phone does that. But if, like, you have headphones paired to it, it will show you where your headphones are.
Oh, I don't know.
I lose my Apple Watch, I can bring up my phone and it'll show me where I left it.
Oh.
AirPods do this a lot because people lose their AirPods.
Yeah,
it's a funny thing on the internet to be like, wow, my AirPods are enjoying a vacation in Brazil, because whoever stole them is now in Brazil.
Oh.
So you can see on your phone where your AirPods are going.
That sucks. I wouldn't want to.
Well, this sucks, too, because a SWAT team in St. Louis raided a family's home because after this family was carjacked, it showed the AirPods at this house. So the police are like, that's where our suspects went.
Wait.
Because the AirPods were in the car.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
But how did they... They ended up at somebody else's house.
Well, here's the story. So let's say that I carjack you and you've got a pair of AirPods in there.
Yeah.
I throw you out of the car GTA
style.
And
you took my car.
And I take your car.
To your house.
You can then open your phone and say, my AirPods are, this is where they are. That's where the car is.
Yeah.
The problem is the carjackers must have seen the AirPods and just threw them in someone's yard randomly.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I thought that.
So the police thought
that
was the carjacker's house.
Yeah.
Was not the carjacker's house.
No.
So this ain't a violent crime, man. I drive trucks, man. I don't know anything about a violent crime. Nothing that was involved in this crime was ever found inside of my house. Once I made it home that morning, I didn't leave again until 1 o'clock. My children don't even want to walk up and down the street because we were humiliated.
Yeah. There was a SWAT team response.
Yeah, I bet.
That was wild, man.
I see what you meant. I thought that like the family that... They got their iPods stolen,
mm-hmm.
somehow got them back, and the cops went there.
No.
I was like, that doesn't
make any sense.
This was
a completely uninvolved person.
I see, yes.
Who got their house raided because somebody threw the AirPods in the yard.
Yeah.
It's weird that AirPods do that. I don't like how easily trackable everything is. That kind of freaks me out, but it is the future.
Depending on what it is,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Then it's, you know, okay, I don't mind being tracked. Again, I like that. That Google thing, they even updated it to now where, man, You should see
the data,
the detail
that it gives.
In which, dude, it tells you me like stop by stop, how long I was at certain places.
Alibis.
I was reading it and it was awesome. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. I have no problem with this.
It's called the it's the Alibi app, man. I love it.
I was gonna say, that is how I, if someone had said during a certain time that I had raped them.
I could then show them, here's my data.
That's what I'm talking
about. But this was 1991 where there was none of
but
that.
But no,
data.
No, that, yeah, yes. No, that ain't available then.
And, I do like that. My wife, we have a Life 360 on all of our devices to keep track of the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And after I stop my car, she gets a report on how fast I drove, where I drove. It'll say,
that's
Josh completed
funny.
A drive. Top speed was usually too fast.
Yeah, that's the only real time that the location thing should be on anybody's phone. Other than that, you're being tracked.
Uh-huh. Anyways, Radio World, we are going to hand you off to the 90s of 9 with an amazing 90s band.
Oh, you got another? Okay.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY for our gaming stream. We'll play a little hockey, and then we'll do a little wrestling.
A little bit.
Since it is, you know, we're in the WrestleMania month, essentially, right?
We're right there.
We're on the road.
It's like 10 or some odd days away next, you know.
Yeah, bud.
Not this weekend coming up, but
we'll get ready for WrestleMania. All of that, keep it locked. Radio World, you get Silverchair.
Nice.
It's K-Rock.
It's 12 o'clock.